Chapter 4.2. Translator. Zia, editor. Zia, after hearing that her exam didn't go well, Bai Chushu felt relieved that she wouldn't be expelled from the academy. On her way back, she was very happy and skipped along. After dinner, Grandma Wu came again and informed them of the class assignment results. As Sen Jing had expected, she was placed in the same class as Bai Chushu, who was 2 years younger, in a class called Class Zhengzhan, for underperforming students. "I'm sure my big brother will scold me when he finds out," Bai Chushu said as she chatted with Sen Jing before bedtime. Sen Jing was bothered by the system's interruptions and took a while to respond, "He won't." Sensing something amiss, Bai Chushu sat up and asked, "Are you feeling unwell?" Sen Jing replied, "Probably just too tired." Bai Chushu thought the same, considering their morning stroll in the West Garden, tidying up their room at noon, and taking the exam in the afternoon. They had no time to rest. She quickly said, "Then I won't disturb you. Get some rest." Sen Jing replied, "Okay." In the darkness, Sen Jing kept her eyes open, waiting until Bai Chushu's breathing became steady before speaking, instructing the system to be silent. "The system on the verge of collapse. Shut up. Did you just tell me to shut up? Do you know that in 2 hours, both you and I will die?" "Sen Jing. Now you know." The system wailed and cried loudly. Helpless, Sen Jing decided to ignore it and got out of bed. Seeing her putting on clothes and leaving, the system finally stopped crying and asked, "Host, where are you going?" Sen Jing replied, "Guess." The system didn't want to guess, it just wanted to survive. It was about 10:30 p.m., and many lights in the dormitory building had been turned off. Sen Jing bypassed Grandma Wu's room and left the dormitory building silently, heading to the book pavilion. The book pavilion was situated at the far corner of the west courtyard and was a 3-story circular building. At this moment, the entrance to the book pavilion was tightly closed, and no one could get in, except for Sen Jing. Because she had been involved in drawing the architectural plans of the academy, she had set up secret passages and hidden doors in many places as gifts for the academy students. Looking back now, she realized it was quite an unreliable gift, even more than the villainous system's gift of reincarnation. Without any obstacles, she reached the top floor of the book pavilion, pushed open the window, and the night-shrouded capital city lay before her eyes, resembling a slumbering dragon. Despite its silence, it still brought a profound impact to her soul. Since Sen Jing pushed open the first hidden door in the book pavilion, the system had remained quiet. It had never understood Sen Jing's past and couldn't have imagined that she would move around the west courtyard as if it were her own home, freely coming and going. Until Sen Jing stood in front of the window, overlooking the grand and silent capital city, the system finally realized that Sen Jing wasn't just a tool to complete its mission, but a person. A person with a past and a history. With death looming, the once frantic and crying system had accepted its fate. It calmed down and asked Sen Jing, "Host, can you tell me about your past?" "The past?" Sen Jing was lost in thought for a moment and shook her head, saying, "I've forgotten." "The system, I can't believe, you still remember the West Courtyard secret passage and hidden door so clearly?" The system suspected that Sen Jing was tricking it, so it changed the angle of the question. "Is the host here to take one last look at the night view of the capital?" Sen Jing countered, "Do you know what's under the book pavilion?" After scanning, the system discovered a secret tunnel under the book pavilion that leads to the outskirts of the city. It truthfully answered Sen Jing's question, and he inquired again, "You said that if you self-destruct, I would turn to ashes, without a complete corpse, is that true?" Sen Jing emphasized the words, "ashes, without a complete corpse." The system, STILL not understanding Sen Jing's intentions, replied with confusion, "Yes." Sen Jing's tone was almost indifferent. "As long as I reach the outskirts through the secret tunnel before your self-destruction, no one will find my body. They will only wonder why a student who just entered the academy today vanished into thin air." In the Princess Palace, Supervisor Yi Jianyuan asked for 1 month leave and went to Kuzhou. Xiao Qingyan was busy with official duties during the day, and it was only at night that she had time to listen to reports about what happened in the academy. And Ru Su replied, "Yes, I heard it's related to his younger sister." Xiao Qingyan felt a headache and said, "Then temporarily handle the East Courtyard with Mr. Wei." For a woman to get involved in the East Courtyard was not an easy task, but Enrusa, who had always been gentle, didn't refuse and directly agreed. Later, Enrusa took out a scroll and handed it to Xiao Qingyan, saying, "Today, 3 new students have arrived at the academy." And Ru Su originally wanted to mention Sen Jing's appearance, but she changed her mind and kept it to herself. There were many people in the academy who were familiar with the Sen family. If those people showed favoritism towards Sen Jing because of her appearance, it would be acceptable. However, if the princess, who was also the academy's head, showed special favoritism to a student based solely on their appearance, especially a student with average grades and no exceptional talents, it wouldn't be a good thing for the academy. Xiao Qingyan didn't know what Enrusa was thinking. She took the scroll, unfolded it, and her gaze fell on the name, Sen Jing. Her first reaction was, "This name is well chosen. Jing, a large fish in the sea. It swallows boats with its vastness." Sen Jing left the system speechless, enjoying the view from above for a while in the momentary silence. When the time was right, she went downstairs and looked for the secret passage under the book pavilion. But just as she lifted the floor tiles of the book pavilion, the voice of the system suddenly rang in her ears, filled with ecstatic relief. "Open black lens bracket ding. Princess Xiao Qingyan. Favorability +3 close black lens bracket."